Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Duke Widow Radio. And I'm the host, and I'm with my daddy.
Hey, man, it's great to be here with you. What things do you want to talk about today, Duke?
Some local football and talking about some local football, how the receivers receive the ball, and some baseball.
Yeah, you've been seeing the Little League baseball's on. Of course, a big home game for the Lopers this weekend, or this Thursday, I should say. And then all weekend long is some volleyball and soccer up there as well. So hopefully you and Dallas and Mommy are able to come watch that as well. But you'd mentioned you wanted to talk a little bit about baseball. Yeah. We saw some Little League baseball going on this week. Pretty fun stuff to watch, huh?
Yeah.
What do you like about baseball?
Is hitting the ball up and catching the ball, like which side you want to be on to catch the ball.
Yeah, something that you've got to practice a lot. And one thing, if we keep talking about baseball sometime, we'll see. I've got some old friends that have a lot to do with baseball and professional baseball, and they've played a lot of baseball in their lives. Or, you know who we could talk to sometime about baseball is Manny. Remember, Manny's he's an old pitcher for baseball teams too. So if you want to talk about baseball sometime, we'll really get some professionals on here that know a lot more about baseball than you or I. But that'd be something fun to see what their thoughts are on how to hit a home run or to judge a ball off the bat and see how you catch it. Lots of things go into that. And we didn't play as much baseball this summer, did we?
No.
No, we weren't quite able to, but usually we go over to the park and we have a good time playing a little baseball, and Dallas would come over and try to catch as well, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
All right, so that's something we can definitely talk about on another episode as you watch baseball, but still some teams left in the Little League World Series. Was there any certain favorite that you thought was going to win the Little League World? No, it's hard to say, isn't it? You know, it was kind of neat. I saw a former student of mine and a former UNK baseball player. He was actually coaching the Australian Little League team. So it was really neat to see Andrew Rydell on there and see everything he's doing with the Australian baseball team. So we'll have to keep an eye out and see who else. I think Hawaii was playing today, and lots of different teams are playing, so that's something we can definitely watch later on. What did you want to talk about with Loper football?
Is how the receivers receive the ball and how the kickers kick the ball.
Yeah, you still want to talk a little bit about that. I know they've been working really hard out at practice. We stopped at practice today, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, they were going to do some drills. Some kicking drills right when we were leaving. It's always good to practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Thursday night, you think they'll need to have those kickers ready, make some field goals?
Yep.
That could be a close game. Hopefully the Lopers win. We think they will.
Yeah.
You know, looking into this season, did you have a prediction on how many games the Lopers will win?
About 11.
11. You're thinking they're going to go 11-0 on the season?
Yep.
Man, that's even more impressive than I think Dallas had down for 10. So you guys have really big hopes on that. And later on in this podcast, we have a special interview with an old family friend, and we'll get his take on what he thinks the Lopers are going to do. But is that wrapping up for Loper football right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take a break. Let's thank our sponsor. Do you remember who our sponsor is?
Field Goal Agronomics.
That's right. Here's a word from your sponsor, Field Goal Agronomics.
Field Goal Agronomics' mission is to provide hands-on agronomic services that result in environmentally sustainable and a profitable recommendation to crop producers. Field Goal Agronomics. Hands-on agronomic service is our game.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Duke Widow Radio, and I'm along with you to Daddy, and We wanted to hear a special interview with Jeff Kroll and what he thinks the football would do at for the football.
That's right. We were able to go over to Minden and interview our old friend Jeff Kroll. He has some connections to UNK, which you talked about. So here's that interview with our good friend Jeff.
What's your favorite connection to UNK?
Well, Duke, when I was a lot younger, I went to school there. And so I'm an alum. I graduated from UNK.
How do you think the local football team are going to do this year?
That is a great question, Duke. I am the type of fan, a Loper fan, that doesn't necessarily count wins and losses. So what I look for is, are they getting better? Are they better at the end of the year than they are at the beginning of the year? But so I'm going to root that they're going to keep getting better each week.
What's your favorite sport?
You know what? I can't answer that. Oh. My favorite sport is football, basketball, and baseball. Oh. I like all three of them. It's a tie.
Who's your favorite broadcaster?
Dude, that's so easy. You're going to replace the legend. You are the new legend. So you are definitely my favorite.
Special thanks to Jeff for that interview.
That's right. It's always great to talk with him. And we'll see if the Lopers keep improving. You know, last year they won 3 games. We'll see if the football team can win a few more. And maybe you predicted the future.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll win 11.
Yeah.
You never know. So, anything else you wanted to talk about in this podcast, bud?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you're going to wrap it up?
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Duke Wadoo Radio.
All right.